Bonjour et bienvenue. This is Real French with me, your host, Bomoyo Basso, a Francophile who is simply obsessed with sharing his love for the French language to make sure you learn French the right way. So join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we discuss all things French, going from grammar rules to general learning tips to materials for you to make sure you learn French and keep it as part of your daily routine. So to make sure you don't miss out on any of that, make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast app now to never miss an episode. Bonjour, bonsoir, j'espère que vous allez tous très très bien et bonne année, bonne année. It's 2021 at the time of recording this. It's the third day of January 2021. Very, very happy to be back. Very happy to be recording a new episode of the podcast. I will be very honest. I have missed doing this. I've missed doing this so much. It's been a very long time and I have no idea why I well, I do know why I stopped anyway. I know why I took a break. I was going through a lot of stuff at school and it really wasn't easy, but I keep making that excuse. I always say that, but just do know that I'm working on it. I'm working to be much better. I listened to two of my three episodes and I was really happy. I was really happy with the content that I shared in those episodes and they seem to be having a good feedback. I mean, the Real French project started in October, I think, and since then we've had over 100 listens on just three episodes. So I think I should be really, really grateful for what I'm trying to build here. I should be very grateful for you and to you as well. And I'm very, very, very happy to be recording another episode on this podcast, a new episode, episode four. I actually have this titled as episode five, but decided to change it to episode four. Okay, so just one more thing before I go into the, well, a few more things before I go into the main topic for today. I want to announce the fact that the episodes, I mean, if you listened to the intro, if you were paying attention in the intro, then you would hear that episodes are supposed to be released on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And in my teaser episode, I tried to explain the fact that the episodes on Tuesdays would be talking about real tips and tricks, and the episodes on Thursdays will be talking about actual grammar learning, words, expressions, and things like that. Or at least I think that's what I said. So, but now I've decided to make episodes only on Tuesdays. Okay, so I've decided that actually I do have an Instagram page, and the Instagram page is dedicated, at least the feed is dedicated to explaining these expressions. So why not just explain them on Instagram in the feed instead of explaining them on the podcast? I mean, there are not many people who would tune into a podcast to listen to grammar being explained. Nobody really, really likes grammar that much, you know. So I'm like, okay, this is probably better, you know, chit chats, something you can listen to on your way back from work, from school, in your downtime. And I think this can work much better, just me talking on Tuesdays. So it's only going to be on Tuesdays. I'm going to fix the intro as soon as I can, but I like the intro, actually. I like the intro. I listened to it several times with the aim of trying to make that little adjustment, but I think I really like the intro. Probably I will. As the year goes on, I probably will. But if I'm changing that intro, which was quite good and took me quite some time to make, good by my standards anyway, it took me quite some time to make, then I would have to make a really, really good intro. And that will take a bit more time. So that will be the intro for now. But just know that I'm working on correcting that. Again, the Instagram page, I made some reference to the Instagram page, but the Instagram page is doing quite well. We ended the year with about 863 followers for a project that I started in July with zero followers. So I just want to thank you very much. If you listen to the podcast and you're also on the Instagram page, Thank you. You make me very happy. And I really do hope that you're progressing in your French. I hope your French has progressed since you started listening to Real French and using the Instagram page. And I'm 100% dedicated to bringing you more content. One last announcement, if you would like. I spent almost 5 minutes making announcements. Okay, one last announcement. I mean, I haven't been here for like 3 months. So like I'm trying to fill you guys in on a lot of stuff, trying to catch up. But one last announcement is that if you have any questions or if you simply just want to reach out or anything like that, then you can send me a mail. Okay, my email would be in the description for the episode. And you can also reach out to me on Instagram. I reply to my DMs all the time. So you can reach out to me on Instagram. If you just want to say hi, if you just want to say, salut, Bomoyo. J'espère que tout va bien. Or you want to ask a question, or you want me to treat something on the podcast, or you want my opinion on something, please never hesitate to really ask me. I'm like you. I've said it before. I'm like you. I'm also learning. But I'm just someone who loves talking about this thing, these things. This thing, really, because I talk about French learning. I just like to share my opinion. So I'm really just like you. So please never, ever hesitate to ask me anything if you have any questions. Okay, so that is that. So, okay, so now let's talk about the topic. You can actually see the reason why you clicked on this episode, the power of verbs in French. I want to share something, my experience when I started learning French back in May of 2018. And I remember one day I was playing FIFA. I love FIFA. I was playing FIFA and I just had the weirdest thought, and then I paused the game and started thinking. And I just realized that everything I say in a day, well, not everything I say, but a huge majority of the things I say in each sentence every single day is made up by verbs. I mean, just try to pause this episode for a few minutes, make a simple sentence, 5 or 6 simple sentences, and realize the fact that in all of them, at least in 4 or 5 of them, you used verbs at least twice. And so it struck me, that's it. You know, if you know me, and probably I haven't really talked about my learning methods in great detail, but that's going to come this year very, 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 very soon. But if you know me, and if you've ever heard me talk before anywhere, then you know I'm not a big fan of things like learning words, just random words. I mean, like words about the parts of your body, or learning numbers, or things that for me I find very irrelevant. And I can't remember where I heard this, and I think that was Steve Kaufman. I really believe it was Steve Kaufman that said this. And he said, in language schools, we learn a lot of, and I'm not saying language schools are bad, but I'm just saying a lot of times in schools, we learn a lot of words like names of animals, for example. And the example he gave was the word elephant. Now, he said, you're going to learn things like elephant and lion and dog. Cool, yeah? But how many times have you said the word giraffe in the past month? How many times? I mean, if you don't work in a zoo or with animals, how many times have you said the word elephant in the past month? How useful is that vocabulary then? And yet, that is what is always shown as what people should learn and what people should start with. And I was like, because obviously I'd also taken language classes in school, in secondary school and things like that. I was never really a fan. Okay, I hated French. Like, before this whole French journey started, I hated French. But then it struck me that it's actually not these words, but it's something else. It's verbs. I don't know how it works in other languages, because I had a conversation recently with my friend Natalia, who is from Serbia, and I asked her about this thing, and she was like, And I asked her how it is in Serbian, because she's also learning French and she knows the importance of verbs in French. And I'll get to that in more detail, but I'm just trying to build up the story. But she wasn't too convinced that it's so useful in Serbian, because according to her, in Serbian, and I hope there's some Serbian people listening or people who speak Serbian. According to her, there are more important things like cases and things like that, like what we have in German, for example. So verbs may not be as important. So before, I was like, I found how to learn all kinds of languages. And if you know me from my former podcast, Lingo Podcast, there was an episode I did talk about this before. But then I stand to be corrected, and I'm going to be more specific with what it is I know, and that is French. That is using verbs as your building block when learning French. Now, I'm someone who listens to quite a number of polyglots and language learning enthusiasts who have given me the best advice. The best advice I've used in my life. I mean, like, the best advice that has gotten me up to this stage to be confident enough to make this podcast and give you some of my advice. But I have never heard someone learning French specifically, or any language for that matter, talk about how important verbs are. A lot of polyglots talk about the pillars of language learning. They talk about listening, they talk about reading, they talk about writing, they talk about speaking, which is all cool. But then you think about it. How can you actually get to a point where you can really do these things? And for me, without a good understanding of what you're doing, I would see all of this content that you're trying to get into your head by listening and reading, I would see it all as noise, as complete noise. And for me, you have to build that foundation first. And in French, if you want to do that in French, if you want to try to learn French in 2021, then please do it with verbs. Recognize the power of verbs, because like, it's really, really, really important. Verbs in French are really important. They make up most of the expressions you're ever going to see. They make up most of the slangs as well that you're going to hear used, which make up the expressions that you're going to hear used. You know, the French you want to speak, trust me, starts with getting a good mastery of your verbs. Okay? Verbs are really, really important. Verbs are really, really important. Now, I'm going to go into this in greater detail in the episodes to come, because I plan to make episodes, because as you can see, this is the power of verbs in French, part one. I plan to make the power of verbs every month, okay, where I go into detail talking about how you can use verbs. And that should always be the first episode every month. So the next episode on this, part two, is coming out next month in February. But today, I just want us to be aware of, number one, I just want us to be aware of the fact that, number one, this is true. Okay, I want you to just, if you know a bit of French yourself, I want you to just actually think about it. So even if you're completely new to French and you speak English as a first language, I mean, whatever language it is you actually do speak, I want you to just take some minutes and try to envision it, if it's actually true about how verbs make up a lot of words in any sentence, any simple sentence, even complex sentences you're going to say, how verbs are actually important. I think if you can actually realize that, then it would make you want to listen to part two. And I think that was just the aim of this particular episode, to just kind of draw that kind of realization, if I can say that, awareness, because I have never heard this talked about by any polyglot before. And I feel like it's what saved me. I feel like it's what helped me get to the level I'm at today since 2018. And it's something that I've always, always wanted to talk about. And I feel like finally, this is the best way for me to make you realize that, to take your French, your real French, to the next level. But just one final thing I'll just like to add today is I just want us to understand the, and I also want you to do some research by yourself before the next episode comes back. So I'd love you to do that. But that's not the last assignment I'm going to give you. I have something else noted. But I just want us to be aware of the groups of verbs we have in French, because in French, we like to group things, we like to arrange things. And so we have three groups of verbs. We have the ER verbs, we have the IR verbs, and we have the irregular verbs. And I think for learning purposes, for a beginner, the three most important tenses would be the present tense, the past tense, and the future tense. Okay? Now, having said that, another thing I would like us to also do is to realize the fact that we have two important French verbs, okay? Two important irregular French verbs, which are avoir and être, okay? So now, the next thing that I want you to do is for you to work on your avoir and être in at least the present tense before the next episode on the power of verbs is released in February. So at least it gives you some form of accountability to know that, okay, I'm supposed to work on this. I mean, if you're a complete beginner, even if you know a bit of French, just to come back, I think this would be a good place to start to try and master these verbs, avoir and être, because for me, these are the pillars. These two verbs are the pillars of French, you know. So I think if you can do that, try and master that before the next episode is out, then it keeps you accountable and it makes sure that you make progress. Okay, so that's kind of like my last kind of assignment or homework for you to do. But again, the point of this episode was for you to just realize the power of verbs. And we're going to go into that in more detail in the months to come. Okay? I just thought this was a very, very good episode to start with, because this is basically what kickstarted my French and took me from that boy in class who had no idea what was going on to the guy that is making the Real French podcast today. In any case, I really hope you're having a brilliant start to the year 2021. This is our year. We can really do a lot of things this year. I know, coming off the back of 2020, 2021 seems, but really, it's only what we can make it to be, you know. So let's keep that positive spirit. Let's keep that positive French learning spirits up as well. And again, bonne année. I wish you a very, very, very good day. And don't forget to learn French the right way. Bye for now. Ciao, ciao. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a rating on Apple Podcasts if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. I wouldn't mind 5 stars, by the way. And if you are listening to this on any other listening app, then please don't forget to subscribe to make sure you don't miss any episode when it's released on Tuesday and Thursday. Also, share this with your friends, family, and speaking partners who are also learning French. And also, one last thing, don't forget to follow Real French on Instagram. See you very soon. Happy learning.